1.5-mile long river walk is being built as part of the redevelopment of the Ludlow Mills, a sprawling complex of more than 60 buildings on 170 acres. The walk, which will be constructed of recycled brick, will feature markers highlighting the history of the mills and observation areas along the banks of the Chicopee River. The project is being privately funded, but the town plans to take possession of the Riverwalk and maintain it, according to Carmina Fernandez, chair of the Ludlow Board of Selectmen.
It adds to the quality of life in town and just makes the town a better place.
The Riverwalk is scheduled to open to the public in August. The Riverwalk is one of the early commitments made to the town in the master plan for redeveloping the Ludlow Mills, according to Ken DeLude, president and CEO of West Mass Area Development Corporation, which is responsible for the mill project.
It would be a great experience to bring people back out to the river where they haven't seen this since probably in about 160 years, because it's always been fenced off. Secondly, it gives us a chance to integrate the project back into the community, because there's always been a fence along State Street. This has been the industrial side, and the community has been outside that gate. This will give us a chance to bring the community back into the river, along the river, so we're really excited about that.
The redevelopment plan includes a future public park. About a third of the site will be open public space, according to the master plan. Work to redevelop the huge mill complex began in earnest about 5 years ago when the state and federal government spent millions of dollars to remove asbestos and other hazards. The state also funded upgrades to the utility connections to the property. A $28 million 53-bed rehabilitation hospital opened as the anchor tenant in the redevelopment last year. Boston-based Wind Development is applying for state tax credits to finance construction of 75 apartments for seniors inside one of the old mill buildings. DeLude said there are 38 small businesses on the property that occupy spaces between 3,000 and 6,000 square feet each.
And they are the backbone. We're hoping to continue to always have space for young startup businesses, smaller businesses, because as time goes on, it becomes more and more difficult for those businesses to find suitable space.
DeLude said demand for new construction of commercial industrial space has remained slow since the Great Recession.
But the next project we're going to be focusing in on is development of the clock tower building. Trying to find a developer who will be involved in that and use that as a mixed-use development project. So we're focusing in on that as our next component.
Projections by West Mass say the redevelopment of the Ludlow Mills over the next 15 to 20 years will result in 2,000 jobs and up to $300 million in private investment. The Ludlow Mills complex was built in the early 1900s. At its peak, 4,000 people worked there. It was largely unused since the 1960s. Reporting from Ludlow, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.